sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if we have time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Callie.
That's right. It is the Sports Dump, and I am Joe Canale. Welcome to our June 8th show, Thursday, June 8th. All the scores, news, opinions, sports, you can fit into one sitting. We didn't have an episode yesterday. I apologize for that, but it's for a good reason. I was at an actual live sporting event, and if you go on the Sports Widow page on Facebook, you'll see some live video right after the game. I was unable to record it during the game because Dodger Stadium has no reception. All right, so why don't we get to the action? And, of course, the big action last night was perhaps the end of the NBA season. If not officially, then certainly for all intents and purposes. As the Golden State Warriors came back, scored 11 straight points at the end of the game to defeat the Cavaliers 118-113. The good news is that there's been a lot of high-scoring games in this NBA championships. The bad news is the games have not been close at all, except for yesterday up until the end. And it was close even through that. But Cleveland looked like they were going to make this a series, being in the lead for most of the second half until Golden State just decided to take it away from them. And Kevin Durant is being criticized a lot for joining a great team and everything, but he's doing as much to win this series as anyone else, including that dagger of a three-pointer he hit last night. Now, afterwards, Kyrie Irving, he's a great player and everything, but he dribbled around way too much, wasted time. Cleveland lost. So now it's 3-0, and the series we've been waiting all season for is the ultimate anticlimax. Now, there is one possibility that could save all of this, and that is this fact. LeBron James is fighting an uphill battle to be known as greater than Michael Jordan. I can only think of one thing LeBron could do to just solidify once and for all that he's better. He's already come back from 3-1 in an NBA Finals against a team that won 73 games. That was last year. If he now comes back from a 3-0 deficit in the Finals, which has never been done before, he would have to be called the greatest player in the history of the game. So there's one shred of possibility in my mind that LeBron let it go at the end with the thought that now he can become the greatest ever by coming back from 3-0. Now, that's probably not true, and it almost certainly won't happen, but at least that can keep us watching for another game or so. In other sports, yesterday was, of course, the NBA dominated, but there was also baseball happening yesterday, and as I said, I went to a game. I'll get to that in a second, but I'll go over the other scores. CeCe Sabathia continued his resurgence. It's amazing how these old guys come back. As the Yankees beat the Red Sox 8-0, shutting them out and making everybody happy. The Rockies beat the Indians 8-1. The Rockies are somehow really good. I don't understand what happened there. Must be the air in Colorado. The Blue Jays beat the A's 7-5. We're going through some games nobody cares about. Tigers beat the Angels 4-0. The Orioles beat the Pirates. Again, I enjoy this series because it reminds me of the 79 World Series. The Reds beat the Cardinals. White Sox lost to the Rays. Braves beat the Phillies 14-1. Woo! And the Mets beat the Rangers 4-3. Marlins beat the Cubs 6-5. Brewers beat the Giants 6-3. Royals beat the Astros 7-5. Diamondbacks beat the Padres 7-4. Man, there's a lot of teams. And the Mariners beat the Twins 6-5. So many of those games are uninteresting, but I had to give you the scores because that's what I do. And there was one game yesterday that I actually attended. It was the Dodgers and the Nationals. It was a 2-1 final. The Dodgers won a pitcher's duel with Clayton Kershaw out-dueling Steven Strasburg. And both pitchers pitched incredible games yesterday. I was so glad I got to go to it. But I'll say this. There were 8 hits. There were maybe 2 or 3 walks in the game. It was 2-1, and the game still took 3 hours to finish. A 2-1 game with that number of hits should take about 2 hours. So baseball is really screwing things up. But I don't think they want to slow it that long, because if you're only there for 2 hours, you're only buying food for 2 hours. And I think that's what the whole thing is about. When the Oreos played a game, and I apologize, I always say Oreos like the cookie and not the team, but I've done it since I was a kid, so I'm not going to change. But a couple years ago, they did a game. They played a game with no crowd. A major league game, no crowd. There were some protests in Baltimore. So out of an abundance of caution, they kept the crowd out of the game, which is something European football teams, soccer teams do all the time. That game was like an hour and 50 minutes. So basically, all the showboating and stuff is what's making these games so long. All the preening for the crowd. Let's get rid of that. Or, as a crowd, let's just not react so that the players, it's a technique you use with little kids. You can use it with baseball players, too. Don't give them the attention, and then they won't, you know, ask for more attention and waste more of our time. Just a little theory on speeding up the game. But to anybody who lives near a baseball stadium, you really should take opportunities when you can. If you see someone who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, to see that game. That's what happened with me yesterday. Game was advertised the day before, Strasburg and Kershaw. And I saw it, and I said, hey, I'm going to go to this game. And I would not have gone if Kershaw wasn't pitching. But I was talking yesterday to my wife, the sports widow, about this. There are definitely two Hall of Famers in that game yesterday, Clayton Kershaw and Bryce Harper. And I took pictures of that matchup because I wish my dad would have had pictures of when he saw, I'm thinking of a great pitcher, Denny McClain pitch against the Yankees, or some other Hall of Fame, Whitey Ford pitching against Ted Williams. If he had photographs of those matchups, I would have loved to have seen them when I was a little kid. So I took pictures of the Bryce Harper, Clayton Kershaw matchups when I could. And this game had a ton of star power, and I was very glad to have gone to it. All right, that's a little too much on that. Now, into a series that actually is still exciting, the NHL. Game 5 tonight in Pittsburgh between the Nashville Predators and the Pittsburgh Penguins. A game of yellow, black, and white. This is exciting, and there's nothing to me more exciting than a Game 7 in the NHL. Because the action is so fast and furious, and it can turn in just a second. So every second is fraught with anticipation and anxiety. Now, we're only at Game 5 now, but tied 2-2, we got a good shot at getting to Game 7, and that will be very exciting. Not to say that Game 5 won't be exciting, but we're definitely getting to Game 6, and if that ends up going, you know, whichever way this one didn't, we'll have that beautiful Game 7 to talk about, which everybody should watch, because there's nothing that compares with a Game 7 NHL playoff game. Now it is time we could finally talk about tennis. Aren't you happy? I don't know if you are, but we're going to talk about it anyway, because the French Open is finally into the semifinals with the men's and women's draws coming to a close. We'll have this weekend, we will have all the championships. And let's look at the women's bracket first. Lot of no names, and by no names I mean names I can't pronounce. As we are in the semifinals, it's going to be Pliskova and Halep. Oh, that match is happening right now, actually. And then Ostapenko, I believe, beat Baczynski, so she's headed to the finals. Good old Ostapenko, and I don't even know where her flag is from. Maybe I'll look it up. Maybe you will. And then right now, as I speak to you, the third seed Halep is, I believe, up 3-1 in the third set over Pliskova. If that's not right, it's only because my timing is off. And now in the men's bracket, of course, you've got all the chalk I mentioned, but the number one seed is out. That would be, Murray's still in. Sorry, folks. Djokovic lost to Thiem, and Djokovic might be having that late 20s, early 30s slide that tennis players, except for Wawrinka and Federer, tend to have. Both of them are from Switzerland. Switzerland does a lot of medical experiments. I don't know, I'm just saying. But Wawrinka will be playing Andy Murray, the one and the three, and then Nadal and Thiem will be playing on the other side. I think everybody's rooting for Nadal in this one, and they don't really care about the others. Or maybe that's just me. And there's no NFL news for yet another day. How are they keeping out of the news? They need to get somebody arrested, right? Who knows? All right. I hope I hit record on this, huh? I did. All right, I'm still working on finding some outro music, and I'm actually working on advertising this podcast. As of now, I don't know if anyone is listening to it. If they are, drop me a line on my Twitter page. That's Weezalicious, Weaselicious, or drop me a line on the Sports Widow Twitter page, or on the Sports Dump Twitter page. They're all there. There's only one follower on the Sports Dump right now, and it's me. So if you want to be number two, follow the Sports Dump. And if you have any questions or just to let me know you're listening, please do so. And outro music on its way. Bup, 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 bup.